Blog Talk Radio.
So I don't want to be super loud.
Good evening, good evening. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Family Matters with Kenny and Kwajalein. I am your host, one of your hosts, Kenny, and I have my beautiful, lovely, sexy wife, Kwajalein, sitting next to me.
Hello, everyone.
All right. Tonight's topic is going to be a topic that's near and dear to many, and I'll go ahead and go ahead and get started on what the topic is going to be about. It's about finding balance. Okay. Many families struggle with finding balance in their lives. Wives struggle with feeling overwhelmed and stretched thin, while husbands also feel unable to meet everyone's demands. Mothers and fathers often struggle with providing their children with the needs while also maintaining work obligations as well as finding personal time. Is it possible to successfully balance everything? What are some ways families can find balance in their lives? Again, thank you for joining us on tonight, October 11, 2016, as we discuss the topic, the Balancing Act. If you have anything, listeners, please feel free to call in at 657-383-1571. Again, that's 657-383-1571. We're now going to go ahead and go to the lines and open up our lines. Our first caller for tonight, ending in 7985, you're on the air.
Hi, everyone. This is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Fantastic. Thank you for calling in on tonight.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad to be here.
You're gonna share some good wisdom with us tonight, I hope.
I will try to, and I'm hoping I'll get something in return.
Well, we iron sharp as iron, so we all gonna learn something tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for calling. Again, your line will be open. So please feel free to chime in and let us know whatever you have to add to the topic. We would definitely appreciate it.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. We're waiting for the other callers to call in. Okay. Well, we know that, like my husband was saying, oftentimes we struggle with trying to find balance in our lives. When we are trying to balance families, you know, when those of us that are married, we have husbands have wives, we have children, you have jobs, you have school, some of us are in school, you have extracurricular activities, and oftentimes we begin to feel overwhelmed. A lot of times we begin to feel overwhelmed, and we don't know how to find balance. So, first of all, let me be the first to say I have not as of yet found this balance. So I don't want to get out here talking like I'm the expert because I have not found it. But I'm hoping that as we come together and talk tonight that, you know, we can help each other to find that balance, because it is important, because without that balance, we do feel as though we're stretched thin. We become irritated and overworked, and we also feel as though we're not accomplishing the things that we set out to get done in a day. Okay, we have another caller on the line. Pastor Michelle, we're opening your line. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are you today?
We're good. How are you doing?
What's going on, Pastor?
I'm doing just fine. Hey, Pastor Kenny, what's the topic about? I'm sorry I missed it.
The Balancing Act. We're talking about trying to find balance in our lives.
Oh, okay.
We feel overwhelmed and stretched thin. You know, how do we find balance?
Amen.
So,
yes, ma'am.
That's what we're talking about tonight.
Alrighty.
Now, I know I'm going to start. Go ahead.
No, ma'am, I just said, all right.
Well, your line is open, and so, you know, we'll look forward to hear what you have to say tonight. But I'm going to go ahead, and I'm just going to start speaking on being a wife and a mother. He tripping, y'all. I do. Any of it. And they're singing. Oh, my God. Okay. I often feel overwhelmed and out of balance. I know as women, we sometimes feel, I can't speak for men, so I'll pass the phone to Kenny in a little bit to speak for men.
Hallelujah.
But I know women, we often put our families first. We put our children first. We put our husbands first. And then even everybody else. You know, it's common for us as nurturers and just as women to put everybody else before we put ourselves. So we're trying to meet the needs of everybody else. So we feel sometimes out of balance. Like I said, for me, I feel overwhelmed a lot of times. I have my husband who has needs, and when they're not met, then he feels neglected. I have my children, you know, three kids. You're trying to meet the needs of all three children who have three different, you know, they're different. Everybody has different needs. School, going back to school, you know, trying to make time to talk to friends because that's important to me. Friends, you know, my friendships are important to me. I have my personal goals, wanting to build my businesses. Then, of course, we're involved in church. And so, you know, it's like all of these things going on. Oh, and let's not mention the house. You have the house, of course, you know, keeping the house clean, grocery shopping, making sure food stays in the house, you know, making a house a home because that's important to us as women. We don't just want a house. We want our house to be a home. We want our house to be a place where our family can come and it's like a safe place. So we have that. And, you know, for us that are saved, we're Christians, so we're trying to spend time with God, read your word and get in prayer and, you know, attend Bible study or, and so we have all of these things that we're trying to do. Check the oldest one home, you know, check the oldest one, make sure his homework is correct. Then I have the two little ones, even though they're in preschool, but still trying to teach them myself the stuff, the things that they're not getting in preschool. And so it's, you know, it's a balancing act that I am personally trying to figure out. How do I give this to this person? How do I give this to them, this to them, this to them, and still at the end of the day have enough left over for me? Because I think that's what we as women, I'm talking about women now, like I said, we'll go to men in a minute, sometimes we just don't feel like we have enough left over for us at the end of the day. And I think when we feel like that, that we are out of balance. And let's not, you know, mention how we need to exercise. You know, we have all these demands on us. You need to exercise, you know, as you get older. You want to make sure you're eating right. Maybe you want to save money. You want to get into couponing. And all of this stuff takes time and it takes effort. So it's just a lot. We have two more callers. Hold on. Let me go open the line. Caller ending in 4759. Are you there? Okay. Your line is open. If you have anything to say, we've opened your line. If you don't want to, you know, introduce yourself, that's fine. But if you have anything to say on our topic, please feel free to join in on the conversation. Leanne, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
We're doing good. Thank you for calling in on tonight. Of course, you know your line will be open, so we look forward to hearing what you have to say.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Keisha, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing good. Well, your line will be open, so we look forward to hearing what you have to say.
Cool.
Thank you, thank you. So these are just some of the things that I was just giving my personal, you know, my personal story, the things that I deal with. Now, something that I'm finding that helps with trying, because yet again I have not succeeded, but trying to find balance, of course, is praying and asking God to help me to manage my time. My husband says that I put too much on myself in a day. I can see where I probably do, you know, why I put too much on myself. So trying to manage my time and not to put everything in a day, you know, to work on making a schedule. I do have my children on a schedule, and that helps me. That helps me with having them on a schedule because that helps to, you know, helps me to get more things done. I can kind of base things off of the schedule that I've set for them. Praying, setting them, putting them on a schedule, and not trying to put too much in a day. Then realizing that I'm not perfect, because that was part of my problem. I still deal with it. I don't want to say was. Something I still deal with, realizing that I'm not perfect, and even if I do not get everything done that day, because we know that when we go through a day, sometimes we wake up, we have it planned out. Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to pray. Then the kids are going to get up. When they get up at this time, then I'm going to do this. I'm going to take, you know, I have my clothes on before they get up, get them dressed, da-da-da-da-da-da. And then what happens? Something happens to throw the whole day off, and then at the end of the day, you feel like, man, I wasted my day. But that's not necessarily so. So understanding that I'm not perfect, and also taking into consideration that things happen that may cause my schedule to be altered. But that's okay, especially if it's something related to, you know, if a friend is there, needs me to be there, then sometimes we have to be okay with throwing those things off, you know, putting those things to the side for a minute if something has happened, and knowing that that's okay. That's okay. Hold on, we have another caller. Caller ending in 6271.
Yes, it's Minister there? Haynes. How are you? Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Can you hear
doing,
me?
Minister? Yes, we can hear you. Is that Minister Haynes?
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Prophetess Candy.
Well, thank
you.
Oh,
yes.
Prophetess Candy. Hey, Prophetess Candy.
Hey.
Well, thank you for calling in. Your line will be open, so please feel free if you have anything to say that would, you know, to join in on the conversation, anything to help, you know, everybody that's on the line, please feel free to join in on tonight.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So these are some of the things that I have learned to help with finding balance. Now, I've also, another problem that I have that I definitely need to do better with is, and Michelle and I, we were just talking about this, Michelle Core and I, just talking about this, taking time away from myself. I know we had a show about this, and it was a really, really good show, and I was really amped up, and guess what? I've fallen back into the same routine. Taking time away for myself, because when we fail to get that time and we fail to be rejuvenated or to just get a little breather, then I think that also makes us feel out of balance. We're tired, we're already feeling overwhelmed, and so you feel even more so overwhelmed because you haven't taken that time out just to get a break, to get a breather, you know, just to be rejuvenated a little bit. So does anybody have anything to say before I continue on? Anybody?
Mm-hmm. Well, I can relate to how we sit and make plans and how we want things to go, but it never go according to plan. And for myself, I know I get sidetracked a lot. I do. Mm-hmm. I get sidetracked with things that I'll be like, where did the time go? I had this much time now. Where did the time go? I didn't do what I said I was going to do, or it didn't go according to plan at this time that it should have been carried out. So I need to do better. I'm going to do better, a better management of time, because I get sidetracked with things that shouldn't even take up majority of my day, but it do if I don't have to be at work, if I don't have to be at church at a certain time. And I say, I'm going to do this after prayer, I'm going to do that, and I find myself waiting till the last minute, or waiting till I'm sleepy, or waiting till something, and now it seems like I don't put what I should put important on the back burner, and I don't like that with myself. So I know I need to do better with that. I'm going to do better with that. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And I fall victim of that as well. And that's something else, because Pastor Michelle and I, we joke, you know, we say this a lot, but I think I have a form of, you know, we have issues with staying on track sometimes, but, you know, kind of like a little form of ADD, but I'm not trying to speak that. But, you know, sometimes we deal with it, just trying to stay on track. And else, when it comes to managing our time, making sure we're not wasting our time. Now, how many of y'all, now my husband says, what'd you say, baby, about Facebook? You say it's something attached to Facebook? That's because, you know, sometimes we get on Facebook and we don't mean to be on there that long, and before you know it, it's been an hour and a half, and you're scrolling through Facebook, and that's a waste of time. And so I try to purpose myself, even though I haven't made it, but, you know, if I'm on there, of course I want to see what's going on with family, but there are some days where I won't really look at it like that. And then if I do, I'm on there trying to find articles, you know, sharing things maybe to, you know, inspirational articles or things like that, because that is definitely, you know, that can definitely be a waste of our time, a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
You have anything, baby?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So what I would like to say is the things that I've learned just being in the service over the years, and what has really helped me. I mean, there's pros and cons to everything, but here's my things. One thing I learned is it's okay to plan, because planning is good, but you have to prioritize in your planning. You have to get those things that you know that are urgent, or those things that you deem, you know, most important in your day accomplished first. And then whatever time you have left to do anything else, then you can make that happen. Then you got to realize, that the Lord didn't make everything in one day, you know, because sometimes we get that, I got to go, I got to do, and we can't get it done all in one day. Okay, then you got to also realize, I had to learn and realize that which didn't get completed today, there's always tomorrow to get it done. It's always tomorrow to get it done. Now, granted, most of us operate impulsively, meaning that we don't put thought to it. So sometimes that's easy for us to get frustrated or aggravated or more or less irritated. And I don't know if many of y'all can agree with me or can attest to this, but one thing that I've learned is mental stress is more draining than physical stress itself most of the time, or just physical activity most of the time. Sometimes I come home and I can be mentally drained, sit down before you know it, bloop, I'm out like a light bulb. My wife would tell you all the time, that's just me. And I've learned, you know, that I haven't completely grasped on to this whole prioritizing and the whole balancing act, because it is tough. And I have to say that, you know, going to work full time, you know, and then I have to work like I have to work most of the time when soldiers are not passing the test, it gets tough, because then I got to stay an extra 2 hours, 2 to 3 times in a week, and now I can't come home and help my wife. And then when I get home, she's already frustrated because she's been with the little ones all day. And not only is she physically drained, but she's mentally drained. So that's a double whammo. And then now I'm trying to help her get situated. And then sometimes we tend to bite at each other's neck, but it'd be out of our mental stress. It'd be out of the things of the day when we over plan things. And I've learned, you know, and sometimes she'll tell you I could be nonchalant, and men tend to do that, and women tend to take it a whole lot more serious than men do when it comes to planning your time when it comes to things around the house and things that you want to do in your day. And I'd be like, honey, it's all right. It's all right. We'll get what we can get done today. So that's pretty much my take on it.
How would you say it's different for men than women? Or do you think there's a difference?
What do you mean?
With trying to find balance. Like, would you say you try to balance work first, whereas a lot of women try to balance family first? Or what do you think is?
Well, unintentionally, most of the time men tend to balance the things outside the house first, because that's mostly where they spend most of their time, and that's how the finances come into the house. So we tend to unintentionally do that, whereas the woman, you know, if she's working, she'll do the same exact thing. So it's the same thing. But if she's not working, most of the time what's going to happen, she's going to prioritize everything that's in home first. And that's perfectly normal, callers, listeners. That's perfectly normal. That right there, you have already organized and prioritized your day, basically. Because when my wife gets up, I'm telling you what I feel, y'all. Monday mornings, she up in the morning before day doing everything she need to do. You know, and then I know y'all heard her say earlier, you know, that, you know, I need my needs met. I mean, it ain't just me, you know what I'm saying? She need hers met too. She just ain't saying it. But, you know, that is a very important and vital role in the household.
Well, see, that's what the difference, because I wasn't talking about that, though. I was just talking about needs. But, see, this is the difference. Okay. Ladies, come on, help me out. This is the difference.
Don't y'all jump on me.
Nobody's jumping on you. at the end of a stressful day, what do you want to do, ladies? Anybody?
Sleep.
Relax.
Sleep. I want to relax and sleep.
Relax. Right. That's not what a man wants to do. And
he wants to watch sports.
We're tight. He wants to what?
He wants to watch ESPN.
Not what he wants to do.
I love you, Pastor.
Left of mine, I'm just speaking from mine. Not you, Tim.
Some of us will look. What'd you say, Pastor Michelle? You said something too.
No, but I'm just going to leave it alone right there. I'm just going to leave it alone.
So we have one that says ESPN. Well, we as women have had a stressful day, especially when we go to sleep. When we're asleep, don't wake up. Don't do that. That's rude to me. Don't wake us up. We're tired.
But that's where the balancing act comes into play. You have to balance your time.
Oh, my God.
I might be still asleep while you're having your fun.
So we want to relax. You know, sit on the sofa, read a book, watch a movie. You know, we want that time. But if you spent all day with the kids, giving, and then your husband comes home from work and the kids are asleep, he's going to want time. And so you have to give him time. And then you end up going to sleep a lot of times without getting your time. And so that's why sometimes, I know we talked about this before, I'm up late at night, and sometimes my husband gets upset because I'm up late. But that's where I get a lot of my time from, is being late at night. Okay, so I'm going to stop. Anybody else, please, what issues do you all have with balancing? How can you help us, you know, to balance, help the callers, all of us? Anybody?
I have more of a question. Do I need to have
you to text me your question before you ask it?
Pastor Quadrillion, we're on live air.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Pastor Michelle.
Do you think
that as husband and wife, when the time becomes unbalanced, let's say for a week, and the week is chaotic on both husband and wife side, or let's just talk about on the wife side, and we realize, we feel like maybe the husband is giving too much to the job or not paying attention, because as housewives, a lot of us are housewives, but I was in the working field, and Pastor Kenny, even when I was at work, I was still, before I went to work, everything in the house was done that needed to be done prior. And when I got off work, I still continued to do things in the house before I went to bed. So even though my work fell into there, my priority was still my home. Whereas men, their priority is making the money for the family. But do you think it can throw the marriage off balance if the time and prioritizing is not accurate, with like little small nitpick arguments or things like that? Do you think that's possible because of that?
Yes. My God, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. It's thrown off completely, Lord Jesus. Woo. Y'all, look, y'all have to hear my cry. Thrown off, y'all, Lord. But to answer your question even the more, yes, it's thrown off for the simple fact that those little nitpick arguments come about. Y'all, sometimes it can be as simple as I come home every day, and I'm just going to speak on my, I come home every day. I make sure when I come home, I try to help wifey out. Got to help my baby out. But it's just that one day that's just been rough. Mariah giving her the biz, Jerry giving her the biz, Spanky even giving her the biz, and she tired. And it's just that one day I come home and I be like, Lord, I've been on my feet all day, instructing all day on my feet. Lord, thank you, Jesus. I finally get to sit down. And I sit down, and then she hadn't had an opportunity to sit down, and then, boom, the floodgates open. And then a simple argument can occur. But then I try to reel it back in. And y'all, one thing I have a very, very hard problem in doing is I take my wife serious, but I try to joke with her to try to get her mind off of why she upset with me. I was like, babe, this little stuff. You know what I'm saying? Come on, boo. You know, I come home every day. I come home every night. I help you. Look, I understand you had a rough day. Boom. And then I try to bring her mind off of it. Sometimes it works, y'all. Sometimes it don't. It's a hit or miss. But we got a caller coming in. Let me bring this new caller into the air. Caller in again, 5359. Is this my help?
Good evening. This is Janelle.
Hey. How you doing,
hey,
ma'am?
How are you?
I thought you were Brother Sid. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm glad you called. Good to hear your voice. I know we've been out of commission for a week or so. We sorry. We are sorry.
It's okay. Yes, sir. It's okay.
Well, we thank you for calling on tonight. And, you know, you, the topic is the balancing act. So we're talking about balancing, you know, relationship with marriage, you know, having kids and work. You know, the whole nine, we're just talking about balancing everything. So if you got anything to add, please feel free to do so, because we need some wisdom. Everybody needs some wisdom on this tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to comment on what he just said. And then, Keisha, if you're there, I have something I want to ask you in just a minute. Okay.
I'm here.
Okay. Sometimes I am really tired, and it's not always just because they've been, you know, off the chain, more so Mariah than Jared, but she'd be off the chain. But sometimes it's because I feel like I haven't accomplished things for me. And sometimes I get aggravated, like if I wanted to write a blog that day, or, you know, if I wanted to update my, you know, I get up and I'm like, okay, I'm going to get a blog written. I'm going to try to update my page and, you know, try to get an advertisement out there or whatever. And so sometimes I'm aggravated because I don't have that balance, because I want to be able to balance my husband, my children, along with the things that I desire to do, my passions. Not that they're not my passion, but y'all know what I mean. The things, you know, for me, you know, my writing and my little business. I don't care if I just had two clients, but I think that that would help me. It's mine. Can anybody agree with that? Anybody have anything to say on that, on the line?
Yes, I do. I understand what you're saying. You want to have something for yourself because you feel like you're giving everything, you're giving so much of yourself to everybody else, and just having something that belongs to you, that's yours, that like mm-hmm. that's your baby, you know, mm-hmm. something that you can turn to. This is my thing. I'm working on this. This is what I can do. But having the time to nurture that thing and invest in that thing so you can see it grow, that's where the frustration comes from. I know for me, not having that, trying to find that time. And one time I did, but now, especially with me homeschooling and stuff, it becomes a little stressful, because I'm the planner in my house. I do all the planning, and you know, in my house, I'm the one that everybody kind of depend on to make the decisions and do everything. Yeah, my husband works and he makes sure all this and that, but basically everything comes back. For example, what do you want to do? So I'm so consumed mm-hmm. with all this and trying to plan out activities and vacation and this and that, that I'm burnt out when it comes down to my little baby over here that I want to nurture and I want to invest in and I want to get my business started. I'm burnt out, so now I'm frustrated. I see everybody mm-hmm. else moving, they're growing. My husband is getting promoted, and that's great because we get promoted, but I still look at, but this is my baby here. I want mm-hmm. I want this to come. I want this to promote. I want this to move up, like how what he's doing, the things that he's doing on his job, it helps him to advance in his career, which also helps us advance financially as a family and do things as a family. My son is doing well in school, and our daughter, she's doing well. So everybody is, it's like everybody's moving up, and I'm burnt out.
Right.
You know, I'm tired.
Right.
And then as for me, when I look in the mirror and I see that I'm tired, I see the physical stress that comes from that. I see the physical, my hair, just simple stuff like that. Why would I even have time to do that? So here I am trying to focus on starting a business, and look how I can go out looking like this. How can I talk about mm-hmm. this? And look, when am I going to have time for that?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of that frustration comes from me. I know, from, you know, speaking from myself, my personal situation, where I just trying to find how can I invest in this. Well, last night I found it at 2:00 in the morning, because when everybody's going to bed, you know, Melvin is going to bed. Okay, now I have from 10:00 at night to any time after that, I finally can try to do something for me. But I'm exhausted. I mean, 1:00 in the morning trying to do this, researching, planning, trying to get ideas. It's late. You're already exhausted. So really, how much of that that you're taking from your research, how much is really going into your business? How much is that really going into yourself? And then you start all over again at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And just keep going on and on nonstop. So before last night, and quite, I know we mentioned this before, when I talked about I had to start, this is just me. I'm not encouraging anybody to do this. But for me, I had to take, it's almost like when you hear people say, I'm going to take what's mine, I had to take my time. And I had to do that with my husband, with his personality, my kids. I had to take it and take it by force. Not being mean or disrespectful, but just let him know, look, today, this Saturday, I'm sleeping in at 10:00. I'm tired. I'm going to stay in the 10. If you can get up in the morning and you can watch whatever you can watch on TV or ESPN, whatever, the kids can go downstairs with you, I'm taking my time. So I started taking time. It don't matter if I need to go upstairs in the bedroom, just take some time to research the business that I want to go into and try to make some contacts, get information on that. I may need an hour or two. I'm taking it and not feeling bad about it. I had to get to that point. Stop feeling bad about it. Mm-hmm. You know, my kids, we spend more, I know for us, we spend more than enough family time together, more than enough family time together. So I had to get rid of the get trip. Now me, I'm learning, okay, how to take that time in a good time where I'm not staying up 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning on a regular basis, because I feel like this is the only time I can have to myself, because I feel like I should be able to have it to myself with my husband wide awake.
Right.
It shouldn't matter. I shouldn't have to wait till everybody go to bed, because he gets that. I give him that. We you know, when whatever, when the kids, are we gone or we doing something, so he have that. So yeah.
Thank you. And I definitely can relate. Does anybody else find themselves feeling that way? Anybody? If you want to share, that is.
I'm just going to ask the question again before I answer. As women, especially, you know, when you have things to do that you do in a routine, do you find yourself, when you do take that time, or even say, I'm going to do it, and you do it for maybe like 2-3 days, do you find yourself feeling guilty because you could be doing something else, or the kids, you know, turning the kids away and they're crying? Does a guilt set in for not being back to what the routine normally is?
Not for me, not anymore.
Okay.
Because not for me.
In the beginning, did you feel that way?
Yes, I did, because I felt like, you know, I had to give my attention to my at the time, which is my daughter, or now our kids we have now. I did feel that way at one time, but that wasn't healthy for me. So
right.
I had to find what is making me sick, because I was making myself sick doing this, and I wasn't happy. And nobody in my house was happy. So when I'm not happy, ain't nobody in here happy, because it was really just that bad. I was making myself sick, and so I needed my husband to understand what was going on. So I had to really communicate with him and sit him down, for him to understand. And with me, and you have, I don't know how many times, I have to talk to him a lot, because he'll get it, and then I guess after a while it kind of go away. For a few months,
mm-hmm.
And I got to get some ass and have something in. So I was like, okay, I said this shit.
All right.
Here we go. I did feel guilty, but not anymore, because that was making me sick. And when I'm sick, I cannot be there for them or anybody the way I need to be. And I don't have a guilt trip about it. Now, if it's something serious, like my baby's crying, like Sophie, she's 3 now, little boo-boo, you y'all can just kiss her and go on. But I call my husband. If I'm upset, go talk to your daddy, especially our 9-year-old. Go talk to him.
Right.
He's out. He's doing this. He's doing this. Go talk to your daddy. He's here. Go talk to him. And I don't feel
right.
No guilt. I actually don't, because that stuff was making me sick. I don't feel any guilt about it, not at all, because they're loved. So they're getting my attention. It'll be different. I was neglecting them, and I'm out in the street somewhere. No, ma'am, I sure don't. Not anymore.
Right.
I do sometimes. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, ma'am, go ahead.
I do sometimes. I feel guilty sometimes, even though I shouldn't, and I am trying to get past that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even during the day when I come, because as soon as I come in here to the computer room, you know, I'm like, okay, Jared and Mariah, you guys go in there when they're here together, because now both of them are in preschool. Jared's in preschool Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and Mariah Tuesday and Thursday. So there's a part of every day, you know, hours every day where I just have one of them. So usually when I have that one, they're going to want attention, because, you know, they have that time. But when they're here together, you know, I try to send them in the room, go play. And the first thing they do is run in here. You know, as soon as I sit at the computer to try to do schoolwork or a blog, then they run in here. And so I'm taking them back. It was so much easier. I guess with Jeremiah, it was a lot easier. Lord knows it was a lot easier. But these two, I don't know. And so, you know, and then when I do find myself getting irritated, sometimes, not all the time, I do feel guilty. even though I probably shouldn't, but I do sometimes.
Right. And
what is
for me,
you shouldn't, because you're a mother. So it's normal. I mean, like for me, it just took a lot. It was a process for me to get to the point where, you know, it wasn't easy, but it was a problem. And then me talking to Melvin, I need this time. So it's me still having to let him understand, you know, find an activity for them. Don't let me be the one finding puzzles and Play-Doh. Find an activity for them, and they'll play together. But I need you to do that. And don't have me the one prepping up all the games, activities, so that way we can have this time or whatever. You do that so I can do this for myself, because eventually this is going to be money for us. So it's a constant communication between you and Kenny. It's a constant thing, but, you know.
You're right. And one thing that I've had to learn that my husband was trying to tell me, and then Deacon Page told me, is because you're completely right. I've had to learn to trust my husband with that, because I do think sometimes as women, sometimes we're out of balance because we try to take it all on because they don't do it like we do it. And so you're right, you know, when you say, hey, Melvin, you do it. And that is something that we have to learn to do in order to find that balance. Okay, they may not do it like we do it, but they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they're doing it. And so I did have to learn it. Like I said, Kenny would try to tell me, but I wasn't listening. And then, you know, Deacon Page, when they came, he talked to me about it, and it was the same thing that Kenny had been trying to tell me. And so I think I've done better on it. I don't know what he said, but I think I have.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Pastor Michelle.
I have a question to ask you all. How much is some of that unbalance is contributed to your procrastination?
Well, I don't procrastinate a whole lot, you know, but I think I procrastinate just a little bit. So I say it's very, very minute when it comes to procrastination with me for the unbalance or the imbalance.
Well, that's a good question, because y'all that know me know, you know, I struggle with procrastination, but I've gotten better. So I would say, you know, I can't give a percentage, but I can say that, you know, probably way more than Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
But that is something, you know, that I have definitely been working on. And, you know, taking to God, because that's something we have to remember, you know, take these things to God and ask God to help us with that, the procrastination, the time, you know, lack of time management, you know, those type of things. So I would say, yeah, for me, that is definitely a part of, you know, me not being balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Pastor Michelle. You had a question?
What I was going to say was, I remember when my kids were little, my baby is 17, so that tells you I have everybody older than 17. But for me, and this is just me, when I did not work outside of the home, like when we were living in Italy or wherever, and I didn't work outside of home, I found myself that I felt like I still had to put in my 8 hours plus. So my daily routine, I'm definitely not a procrastinator as far as like housework and stuff is concerned. When my children were children, I cleaned every single day, mopped every single day, cooked every single day, breastfed, changed diapers. I did the works. And so I found myself the days that my husband would run the bath water and slide the door closed and tell the kids, don't bother mommy, I would still be in the bathtub processing things that I needed to do. Well, what ended up happening is mommy became not whole. My skin
mm-hmm.
was breaking out and my body was breaking down. And I felt like because my husband did go out and earn the paycheck, he didn't have to do anything at home. I took care of home because that's what I've seen throughout the generations. And
mm-hmm.
so I became a person that was full of holes.
So my house, even though it looked good, it was very clean and it smelled nice. You know, what you didn't see is that I had holes in my marriage, holes in my house, the structure of my children. I became very tough, which created these holes. And so I realized, and I don't know who I'm speaking to out here, but I know I'm speaking to someone. In order for holes to disappear and become whole, you have to take care of you. Even if you say, I'm going to do this 10 minutes at 7 o'clock, stick to that. 10 minutes is better than no minutes. You have to start somewhere, because either you're going to be whole or you're going to have holes. And so it's important as us women, and also for the men, it is important that you have to learn to train yourself that after we've spoken so many words, watch our facial expressions as we're speaking the same thing over and over again. And so when we don't speak, you can hear our, you can still hear what we're saying in our face. You can hear our heart without speaking words. And that is something that you have to teach men to do. Don't expect that they're going to read your mind. Teach them and tell, make sure they look at you. That's why it's important for eye contact to exist. You can't just go around slamming stuff because you're irritated and you're upset and he's not pitching in. He doesn't know. Baby, what's wrong? Nothing. Nothing. Well, that's not communication. So we have to understand that we speak as men and women. We do speak two different languages. But men, don't forget at the end of the day, we're still a woman. There are times that we just, you may want intimacy as far as the sexual part. We may want intimacy as far as give us a rub, a back rub. Put me to sleep that way. And yeah. So we really have to start paying attention to one another's bodies if you are in that type of, you know, in a marriage. Friendships, balance your friendships as well. And that's what I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you. I'm
very
loving
good.
Everything that's
everybody.
Being said on tonight. It's awesome.
That was good.
Yeah, what everybody's saying.
Yes.
That's the
okay, caller in again, 1-998. You're on there.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hey. How are you? I'm doing all right.
All right. Well, you know your line is open, so if you have anything to add to the conversation on tonight, please feel free to do so. So check it, right? I have to admit, I appreciate everything that's being said. Pastor Michelle, Clutch, as always, you came through for the men because you know I'm the only man on the line tonight. I thank you. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes
sir. Because you sure came through for a brother, let me tell you. But, yes, I have definitely, it took me about 14 years almost, you know, to actually start paying attention to the signs of the nonverbal gestures. And because, I used to just be an impulsive type person. I was like, all right, I'm going to knock this out. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I can't do that now. You know, the demographics of the house has changed. You know, we have little, you know, little children, and they have needs too. The time definitely, I have definitely learned how to communicate with my wife and my kids more and be able to spend, you know, the time that I can spend with my kids. Now, am I still great at it? I still haven't grasped it yet, you know, but I'm working on it. Lord knows I am. So I ask y'all pray for me on that, because I'm working on getting better at equaling out my time amongst everybody. But the thing that I really want to say as far as with the balancing act of balancing your time, your energy and effort is what I've definitely learned throughout the years, you know, from the time that I recommitted my life to Christ up until now, currently, is that I talk to God a lot, you know. I talk to him on a regular basis. You know, I read my word, and I spend a lot of time talking to God about things that I would like to help with around the house with my wife, and things that I definitely need help with. And let me tell you, he's answering my prayers, you know, exceedingly and abundantly when it comes to that. So when we continue to put God first, then God always takes everything else and makes it better. But we have to put him first. So that's definitely, you know, something that I had to learn, you know, spiritually. As a man, you know, learning how to listen to my wife, yes, I definitely had to learn how to do that. I definitely had to learn how to see when she's tired. But, ladies, here's my question for every lady that's on the phone and every lady that's listening. Why is it when the man finally gets it, the light bulb finally comes on, you get frustrated because the light bulb came on because you've been saying this for so long and you don't want him to help you now? What's up with that? Holler at your boy. What's up with that?
Because we be getting attitude sometimes.
But what, this is why. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Now, come on. Keisha, Michelle,
Okay, this is my. This is what I think. See, because it's like why it took so long. And I'm not that.
Exactly.
I know from this how I look. Like when you at when I'm not gonna say you, Kenny. With my male, I'm saying you want my male, my experience. I feel like when he's at work, he catch on to his stuff fast. And I always tell him, out to him playing time, there's no way you act like this at work. It's like me. There is no way
you wouldn't have
you do what you do around this house, how you think and how long it take you. Like, you like, okay, I'm just not getting it. Okay, now I'm still not with a woman. There's no way you react that slow at your female supervisor at work and you get promoted. I don't get it. That's why, for me, I understand, and I've had a lot of women, you know, before I got married, it was in church, and different pastors have always, you know, I've heard them say, talk about being patient and things like that with your husband, and I have been, and I am, and I'm still working on it more. But it's hard when you see how fast, and because I know what he do, he picks it up at work, but when it comes down to our own life, it's like, oh, that's what she was saying. And some things just like, it just really just come and say, it just come and say stuff like, I don't know everything about a man, but it don't take me that long to pick up intuition. It's just, there's nothing bad, you know, I love you, Kenny, nothing, love you like a brother, but I'm just sensitive, just do it take. My question is, and I asked my husband, I still ain't got no answer, so I wish you could be on the phone line too. Is it taking long because by choice, or is it that it's just not priority? Because he's
all right.
Not,
well, before the darts start flying at me, because I know they're coming, let me go ahead and gird up myself and get through it. But I'm going to answer your question.
Leanne.
I'm going to answer your question. With me or any other man, but I'm going to speak only for me because I don't want to throw my brothers out there under the bus. But for me, I try to prioritize even here at the house. But one thing I've learned is that with women, it's more or less their personal preference over your way of doing things. So if I try to figure, if my wife been telling me y'all for years, straight up, I'm not gonna lie, and I be hearing her, and I rush through it, comprehend it and everything, and I do what I need to do, but then you know sometimes you know I kind of veer off to the left or veer off to the right, and then I hit a whip crack, and I was like, oh Lord. Let me get back on track. I messed up. So I prioritize, and it ain't even by choice. It ain't even by choice. But that's my answer, and I'm sticking to it. Help me, Jesus. I need you, Lord. Right now, Lord.
Oh my goodness. Well, I think part of the reason why, you know, Kenny's, I'll go back to Kenny's question. Michelle, that was a good question. Well, I'm going to go back to Kenny's question. I think part of the reason why you say the light bulb comes on and then we don't want you to do it, because, well, I don't really know if the light bulb is really coming on, because my thing is, if I have to tell you over and over again, then I feel like you're not paying me any attention. That's just how I feel. And then sometimes I don't want to have to tell, I think we've talked about this before, I don't want to have to tell you, I want you to notice me, you know, and I think that's what we want a lot of times as women. We want our husbands to notice and to say, you know what, okay, I noticed and she needs this, or let me do this, you know, to just kind of come up with it yourself instead of us always feeling like we have to guide you into something. So that's what I have to say. Anybody else have anything to say?
Y'all ladies are so great. With mercy, thank you.
Pastor Michelle, you didn't come in.
I was just going to wait on that one because I was typically, I'm on the women's, but I will have to say this. I have met a lot of couples along the way. My mom and dad was married for like 43 years before he passed, or 44, somewhere around in there. And one thing that she always taught me, she said, baby, she said, one of the fruits of the Spirit is patience and long-suffering. She said, remember that when you tell your husband, bae, can you get the clothes off the floor? Bae, can you get the clothes off the floor? She said, okay. Or, you know, hey, it's Friday, let's do family time. You know, like she said, you got this at work and it's down to a T. But what I realize is that while he's at work, he's on a routine. That's something he, even if they add one or two things new, he's already watched somebody do it and he can pick it up. But at home, it's that what I call relaxed love, so to speak. And it's like their mind just doesn't, and I love you, Pastor Kenny, their mind just doesn't get it. But we have to remember that this is our routine at home, even if we have work. Why? Because women are nurturers. Men are workers. So they just don't get it the way we do. So, yeah, it might take 14, 15 years. But don't say forget it. Be like, oh, okay, you got it. Now let me make sure that you keep doing it. Because if you forget it, you're going to have another 14 years that you're going to have to try to put it. No, no.
Don't give up. Don't give up the fight.
Ladies,
and I think that helps us balance. When you get it, I think that helps us as women balance. You know, feel a little more balanced, because I think that even kind of makes us feel out of balance from the women's side, because we're like, okay, I'm talking to the kids all day, and baby, I'm not trying to say you're a kid. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying that's how we feel, you know, being honest. It's like, man, I'm talking to the kids all day, then I got to come and tell you the same thing all day. And, you know, and so you just, it's I don't know, it's frustrating. But yeah, I don't give up the fight, everybody. Let's not give up the fight. Don't give up the fight. Do great, baby. You do great. You come a long way. Come a long way. I do want to go to Keisha. She still there? Keisha, you there?
I'm here. Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
Okay, I want to ask you something before we get off. Speaking from a single mother, if we have any single people on the line, any single listeners, what advice would you give them for finding balance? Is that something that you still struggle with? What have you learned, you know, over the years with raising Caden, how have you found balance with being the only one, you know, being the provider, the nurturer, and everything?
Honestly, you know, I will say that I am a single parent, but I'm, you know, very blessed in the fact that I have, you know, a lot of help. I mean, you know this. You know, Kaden usually leaves every Friday night. For the most part, he goes with my brother every Friday night, and they have their, you know, bonding time and their time that they spend together. So I think I have it a little bit better than a lot of single parents, just because I do get a regular reprieve. And even when I'm, like, you know, having, like, a breakdown like I recently had, where it was just everything was kind of overwhelming. I had work. You know, it was just a lot hit me all at once, and I just needed a break. I just, you know, I called my mom, and I said, you know, I was crying, and I was very upset, and I was like, can you take him for the weekend? I was like, I just need a break. He hadn't been gone in a while. My brother had to work, and so he had been home, you know, for a while, and it was just overwhelming. I hadn't had any kind of break in probably about 6 weeks, and so, you know, it was, like I said, I had a lot of stuff going on, you know, with work and with home, and it was just hard, and so I was just like, I just need some time to myself, and so I just called her, and I asked her, you know, can you take him for the weekend, and she took him for the weekend, but I tried to, because I work a lot, I really work a lot, and I work a lot at the house, and so while he's doing his homework, he'll sit in the room with me. I'll a lot of times work while he's doing his homework, and then that way I'm not preoccupied when he's freed up, and then I'll, you know, spend time with him then, before it's time for him to go to bed, get him in the bed, and if I still have stuff that I need to do, I'll take care of it after he has gone to bed. But it's difficult sometimes because, you know, even though he goes with my brother every Friday, this is a more recent thing. But I've always been able to catch a break when I need to catch a break. And mentally, I have to have it. Like, I have to have it. I'm so consumed with everything by myself all the time. Like, I don't want to get up in the morning sometimes. Like, I'm so tired. And I'm like, I don't feel like getting up. I don't feel like taking him to school. Like, I wish I had somebody else to, you know, take him to school for me sometimes. Just simple, simple things that I need. So it's hard. I'm not going to say that it's not. It's very hard sometimes.
Yeah.
But I make myself make time for myself. If I just sit in the tub and read a book, I mean, just make myself do something for me, because if I don't, like, I don't know how I'll make it. Like, I really and truly commend some of these women who have, you know, I just have Kaden, I just have the one kid, and I know that there are a lot of single women out there who have multiple children, and I just commend them, because I know how difficult it is to have one kid and just to have multiples. You know, even Kaden, sometimes just him by himself can be completely overwhelming. Like, I'm trying to use the bathroom, and this dude knocking on the door, my, and I'm like,
right.
I'm in the bathroom, like, bruh, give me a minute. Like, I just want a shower. Like, I had to get to the point where I told him, if you're not bleeding, nothing is broken, the house is not burning down, if I'm in the shower, don't knock on the door. Like, do not knock on the door. Because, I mean, there was literally a time where I could not get in the shower with him knocking on the door, but whatever,
yep,
no matter what it was, just random things, and I'm just like, are you freaking kidding me right now? You've been
right, like, it's not important.
Like, the last
they do it to me. They never do it to Kenny.
Hour.
It's always me.
Like, dude, come on now. I just
minutes to myself. Let me breathe
right,
in the right. by myself. So, like, he don't, yep. he know now, because I think I made a snap and went a little bit crazy a couple of times too many, where he, you do not come and knock on his bathroom door while I'm in the shower. If the, it's not an emergency, like, Ma, can I read a book? Do I ever tell you you cannot read a book? Why are you not on the bathroom door to ask me if you can read a book while I'm in the shower?
Well, I'm going to tell y'all ladies the secret. Y'all ain't holding your mouth right when you're talking to your kids. You got to clench your teeth and say, "Didn't I tell you to get out my face?" And then you got to make that left eye twitch a little bit and scare them up, and they'll do it. They won't ever do it again. Try it, ladies. I guarantee you I'm going to have some satisfied listeners in a week or two. It even work on your teenagers. Try. You got to hold your mouth right.
You would know. They don't ever go to the door. I bet they be scared because y'all, everybody that know my husband, y'all know the kids probably scared.
Amen.
Well,
I'm listening to you all's story, and I'm trying so hard to relate. But you know, all of my kids are grown. My youngest is 23 with kids and married. So, but I can remember back when they were young. I was a single parent of four. I didn't have no time for myself. Time fit in wherever it got a chance to fit in for me, because there was no slack for me. I had a mother who was grandmama who didn't babysit. So that means anywhere and everywhere I went, my four had to follow with me. And it was like just a nonstop, non-going. They in school, I'm in working and trying to make sure home is taken care of, make sure they're fed and clean the clothes are clean, they're clean in bed, and their homework done and then different things. And I never really had time to myself, because by the time they went to bed, I was sleeping in the bed or whatever the case may be. And even as they got older, even dealing with the teenagers, making sure, you know, the oldest three, which are the boys, went out here doing what they shouldn't have been doing, getting in trouble, still being a single parent, and then raising my daughter, the only girl, making sure she wasn't out here getting in trouble in the school. And they being home at a decent hour and not getting involved, getting locked up. I've been through some things. And even now, as they older and not living under the same roof as me, I still find it hard to find time for self, because I don't replace that now with going back to school. And I've been in school now for 8 straight years. And I'm like, Candy, why do you keep going back for all these degrees? What are you going to do with these degrees? And every time somebody asks me, I'm like, I don't know. I'm just going just to be going, because it's for the taking, and I want all I can get. So it's like I just keep building it up with school, and then now, and then I keep telling, I'm sick of homework, I'm sick of going to class, but I'm still there and still trying to go for another degree, graduating in December, but yet I'm going for the doctorate now. So I'm like, okay, God, I just keep going, filling that void, because I think if I find too much time, what would I do with myself? Because I'm so used to not having that time set aside for Candy. Me setting the time for myself is me going to get a pedicure, manicure. That's my time. I find joy in that. That's where my joy is. And, you know, besides that, you know, with work and then with not just school, but in church and ministry and different things, there's no set aside time. So for me, personal time get in where it fit in for me. I have to literally make myself, I'll say, this is about me. But yet my phone ring and the kids call me with their drama. I'll be like, look, stop calling mama, call Jesus, because that's who I'm going to call when you call me with your man. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cut the little man short and call on Jesus yourself. That's all I'm going to call.
I know that,
him.
Right.
I say he's the problem, sorry. He can fix it all. He the fixer up, because mama can't fix that.
Come on.
You know, but yet they still call on mama. Mama can't fix everything. I can give you some advice, but when I give them the advice that I know that they need to hear, they don't want to hear that. They got to go. They don't want to hear, all right, Ma, I got to go. Or they want to hang. Okay, well, don't call me, because I'm going to speak the truth. I'm going to give you out of love. I'm not going to give you something that you want to hear to make you feel better. No, I'm going to tell you the truth. And,
amen.
You know, and it's like I get sick and tired sometimes. Mama get tired. This mama get tired sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I keep saying I'm going to move away, and I'm not going to forward my address to my children, to my people. Mama need a break, but my daughter ain't going to let me get too far. She ain't going to let me. Mama, wherever you moving, I'm moving. She ain't going to. She's the only girl, so I'm saying, I mean, for me, time get in where it fit in for myself. It's been like that for years, so I can remember. Like I said, the youngest is 23, the oldest is 28. Candy, time for herself is really a non-existent. But, again, if I didn't have that time set aside for me, what would I do with it? Because I wouldn't know. I'm so used to filling every area. But, boy, I'm used to filling it with something. I find myself doing something that I'm over, that I find myself in overload sometimes, and I put too much on my plate. And it's like I need to stop that, but sometimes I kind of find joy in that. I find peace in it because it keeps me busy. It keeps me out of trouble. It keeps my mind on something that's proactive. So yeah. I don't know. So, like I said, I'm sitting here listening to everybody talking with the little kids. I'm like, I don't remember that with my kids. I don't remember that. And I was like, that was
a different generation, Prophetess.
Lord, I tell you what, Prophetess, you said something that stuck out to me that I be telling my wife to this day. I said, honey, when you lay them down for a nap, you take a nap. Get you a little recharge. Mm-hmm. Hour and a half, you know, Jerry act like he gonna miss the world. Like he act like he gonna miss everything in the world. Like he try to nap by the hour and boom, he back up. Mom. Look, you take that nap. I said, cause look, when Jeremiah was little, y'all, I used to lay Jeremiah down for a nap. As soon as Jeremiah lay down and I hear that first snore, I'm laying down right next to him, sleep. And then that way, when he wakes up, I'm up. Both of us recharge, and I don't have to worry about nothing. But I know I'm gonna wear him out by the end of the day before he wear me out now, because I got me a little nap. My wife, y'all, won't nap. Her and Jared are the same. They are afraid that Jesus is gonna come and they gonna miss him, y'all. If they lay down more than an hour, Lord Jesus, here he showed up. I be like, look, will y'all chill out? Take your nap.
He's just wrong. I'll be trying to do stuff. Oh my goodness. Prophetess Candy, thank you for giving us hope. Michelle, your oldest is 17. Thank you for giving us hope. Michelle, Corey, you give us hope too. You raised one. Look, so you give us, y'all give us hope. y'all really do give us some hope. But I also wanted to hit on this before we get ready to end. And Prophetess Candy, you actually hit on it, what I wanted to say. Let's also be mindful of not putting too much on ourselves and learning how to say no. Yeah, we got to learn how to say no. I know my husband looking at me like, I know you ain't talking, but don't nobody ask me nothing else. But, you know, sometimes we have to learn how to say no. You know, I know we're involved in our churches and everything. However, sometimes we have to say, you know, I'm not going to be on all these auxiliaries and all these, you know, and all this stuff because it's taking too much away. I'm tired. I'm not, you know, my children eating out every night and all this stuff. So we really do have to find balance in all of that, find balance in that. So learning how to say no. And, I just wanted to say that I appreciate all of you guys. And look, this is the first duty station. Prophetess Candy, you know how you said your kids are always with you. That's how it is with me here. My neighbor, she'll keep them sometimes, Miss Shirley, but she has her grandbaby a lot. So I don't really ask her. But this is the first time it's been like that. Like, I'm spoiled. I'm not going to lie. I got spoiled in Texas and Colorado and Germany, you know, people keep my kids. And then I come to Virginia, and I don't have nobody to keep my kids. So I'm having issues, like some serious withdrawals. Like, my kids are with me all the time. I'm not used to that. When Jeremiah was little, he was always gone. I mean, always gone. And Colorado, Judy, she's not on here, but she would get him. And then in Germany, we had Pastor Michelle and Jade, and so it was so it was a lot different. And then I come here,
And my kids, like you said, wherever you go, them kids follow. Wherever I go, I got my kids, wherever. And so I think that's something else, too. I'm having to I'm still getting adjusted to y'all, and it's been 2 years. I'm still getting adjusted. Y'all got me spoiled. All y'all know who y'all know y'all guilty of that. All y'all that's on the line. And not look at me. But, you know, making sure we don't, you know, put too much on ourselves and, yes, take care of ourselves and be patient with ourselves. You know, we have to be patient for those of us that are trying to start our businesses, you know, trying to finish school and just realizing, you know, that we have to be patient with ourselves. I'm talking to me first. And sometimes, and Keisha tells me this all the time, you know, when I go through my little thing, Keisha Kayleen, it's not that even though we may not have the progress that we want, we may not see it, it's not that we're not making progress. So know that we're still making progress. And, you know, and sometimes we just think we're supposed to be further than God, you know, wants us to be in certain areas at that time. He may want us to focus more on this. Well, we're thinking, okay, but my business should be a multi-million-dollar company right now. He's like, well, that's coming, you know, because that's how I'd be thinking out. But, you know, so just knowing that there is a time and a season, but as long as we're continuing to push forward, move forward, you know, continuing to work on balancing, you know, don't stop, continue daily, even if we haven't made it, just continue working on it and, you know, of course, praying, and we'll get it. We will. But thank everyone. Thank you all for calling. This has been a great show. I've enjoyed it. I've gotten a lot out of it. Thank you for everyone that shared, you know, in the conversation. If you know anyone that will benefit from it, please share it. Please tell people about the show, and we will look forward to Free Flow Friday. If anyone has a topic for Free Flow Friday, we take topic suggestions. So please let us know, and we look forward to hearing from you guys on Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. You all have a wonderful night.
Amen. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good night.
Good night.